Government's latest brainwave to help Auckland out of the lockdown hole they put us in is a $37 million voucher scheme, 100,000 vouchers to spend on quote-unquote commercial attractions and council-owned facilities. Doesn't include HOSPO, of course, because why would it? That'd be far too obvious. You register, you go in a drawer, you get a voucher for something you may or may not want to do. The Heart of the City Chief Executive Viv Beck is with us. Viv, good morning.
Good morning.
You're much more polite than I am, but this is idiocy. It's idiocy, Viv. It's pointless, mindless money wasted.
Well, we've been asking for some sort of activation fund as part of a wider package, and we certainly had intended that that would include hospitality because, you know, sectors like that have been completely hammered. So we had been asking for a fund. I do think it's well-intentioned, but it's certainly not going to touch the sides of what we need.
But you can see the waste. You put your name in the drawer. Yeah. They draw your name out, lucky you, you get a voucher for something. What if that something is nothing you're interested in, nothing you'll ever use, you'll put the voucher in the bin?
Yes, well, I mean, we weren't aware of how it was going to operate, but we were supportive of a fund to support getting people out again and supporting impacted businesses. But, you know, how this is going to operate is certainly not something we've had an input to.
Is this a SOP to the council, council-owned facilities?
Well, obviously they've been hit too. I think the biggest worry from our perspective is that we have got sectors that have been absolutely hammered, and we were looking for a package that would actually support them to trade through what is going to actually be quite a difficult period ahead. Mm. I mean, we're very excited to see, you know, so many more businesses opening tomorrow. We think we will have a good run in the next few weeks, but people are really worried. We're in red. People are understanding why, or asking why we're in red. There's absolutely no certainty how long red's going to last or how we get out of it, and no commitment to supporting people who are actually, some of them are 98% down, and we've had 3.5 months of this one. So we're in a significant situation that this isn't. I do think the intention is good. It's just not going to touch the sides of what
we need.
Do you
think they understand? I mean, what you've just said is true, but we've also heard it before. Do you not think they understand that, or they just don't care?
I think they're trying. I just don't think, I certainly think there's a block in Wellington. We're having constructive conversations. I just don't think they understand the severity of what this is actually like for people. There's very much, you're talking about the macro and the micro. The micro is missing in the equation. You know, they talk about the sort of the debt to GDP and the jobs and all that sort of stuff. But we've got sectors that are bleeding and they need more than this. And basically, I was quite worried actually by a comment by the Prime Minister yesterday. And as I say, we're having constructive conversations with her, which we appreciate. But she was asked, is this scheme enough? And she said, if I heard the piece correctly, she said, yes. And on top of that, we've got a transition payment that will take them through to the traffic light system. Well, I know businesses, they might get $4,000. Their rent might be $8,000. Yep. And that's 1 week. Yep. And they've got weeks of uncertainty ahead of them. And businesses ultimately want to trade. They don't want to have their hands out. But this is an imposed situation, and they absolutely need support. And I think we actually have not enabled businesses to operate safely. What we're doing is putting them through all these hoops. We get there and they're still severely limited. And there will be blood here. And it's devastating.
Well said, Viv. Appreciate your time as always. Viv Beck, Heart of the City Chief Executive. Equates out to $23 per person if it's ever used, which it won't be. And if you're into vouchers, why not just give it to people that they can do something that they want to do, like buy a beer, have a sandwich, go to a facility if they want to, but oh no, heaven. It's almost like they start out with an idea and look to cock it up to just make it really convoluted and stupid so that it makes no sense once they announce it.